Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Connecticut joins the rest of the country. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, the last state to lift coronavirus restrictions today.
We've hit those metrics. We're exceeding those metrics. I think we can proceed on a very thoughtful basis.
Democratic Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, some stores and offices can open. Restaurants can have outdoor dining, all with limited capacity and social distancing. A nightmare in central Michigan. Two dams failed, leading to flooding that could be 9 feet deep in Midland.
To go through this in the midst of a global pandemic is almost unthinkable.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer urging the 10,000 people who evacuated to wear masks in shelters or if they are staying with friends and family. Also, President Trump just tweeted about Michigan that the Secretary of State has gone rogue in that state, calling a mail-in voting plan illegal, threatening to withhold federal funding. The plan is to mail absentee ballots to all Michigan registered voters. There is a new development in the Michael Flynn case. The lawyer going after the judge who's not letting the Justice Department drop the case. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, Flynn's attorney, Cindy Powell, is asking an appeals court to remove Judge Emmett Sullivan from the case after he appointed a retired judge to argue against tossing charges of lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Powell told Fox's Handy, Judge Sullivan is biased against President Trump's former national security advisor.
The law is clear. He doesn't have authority to grant it. He can't appoint a prosecutor himself. The case is over.
Judge Sullivan wants to explore the possibility Flynn perjured himself when he withdrew his guilty plea of lying to the FBI. Dave.
Rachel, Joe Biden has won another primary, adding delegates from Oregon on his march toward the Democratic nomination. He also took shots at President Trump in a Yahoo town hall for failures in his corona response, asking, what in God's name is he doing taking hydroxychloroquine? President Trump says he and his doctor thought it was a good idea as a line of defense from the coronavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies has special business savings right now to help you office everywhere and stay productive. Save up to 45% on desktops, laptops, and do-it-all servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 and save on essential electronics. All with free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL for a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's Babbel.com.
Nursing homes have been among the worst places to be in this coronavirus crisis. Pennsylvania's attorney general has opened a criminal investigation, as more than 60% of corona deaths in the state are in those facilities. Some state lawmakers calling on the health secretary to resign. She had her mother removed from a care facility during this outbreak. Other states have also had at least half of their deaths inside nursing homes.
We've hit those.
In Minnesota, it's estimated to be even higher, around 80%. Gabriella Romehilt in St. Peter, Minnesota, says her father-in-law is in a senior living facility. She says they did grapple with the idea of having him come live with them.
But this is someone who is used to living in his apartment, is used to his own life. You know, to move any person out of their home is difficult.
But she's worried about him, the isolation and loneliness. No visitors are allowed.
There's lost weight. He looks pasty. I think it took 5 years off of his life.
And she says there's no end in sight to these restrictions. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Do you wear a mask when you go out, maybe to a store? Well, some don't want to and get angry about it, like this man in Colorado.
Police say Kelvin Watson entered a Waffle House in Aurora on May 14th to pick up a carryout order, but was denied service because he wasn't wearing a mask. According to an arrest affidavit, Watson returned with a mask but wasn't wearing it, only to be refused service again. Police were told Watson then pulled out a small gun, placed it on the counter, and threatened the cook. The court document says Watson returned the following night, and when the same cook once again refused to serve him, the suspect slapped the employee. The affidavit says Watson shot the cook in the chest or abdomen outside the restaurant after the victim ran to the back of the Waffle House. Authorities charging the 27-year-old with attempted first-degree murder. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up nearly 300 points ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Fire Department responded to a house fire early Tuesday morning. A release from the city said fire crews quickly put out that fire. It was in a single-family home at 326 Fair Street. There was a small fire in the basement. No injuries were reported. Two people were at home at the time of the fire, and those occupants will be displaced as a result of the damage. The cause of the fire so far is undetermined. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said yesterday all parts of Illinois are on track to see coronavirus-related restrictions loosened and more businesses reopen before the end of the month. To move on to the next phase of the governor's Restore Illinois plan on May 29th, areas must hit targets like the rate of positive COVID-19 tests or hospitalizations. The next phase will allow more businesses like hair salons and some manufacturing to reopen. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, good morning, ESPN 93.5. 3-day weather from the National Weather Service. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. We've got clouds today and a high 65 expected. 51 our low into the evening tonight. Up to 67 tomorrow, down to around 55. We've got a high of 76 as we wrap up the week Friday with partly cloudy conditions. Inside 80 Saturday, 84 on Sunday. Partly cloudy when we don't have that 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Right now, the temperature's at 56 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, I'm so happy you're listening on this day. This is Wednesday morning. I lose track of the dates. This is May 20. Mm-hmm. Big vote over there in Springfield as the Senate comes back, and they have the capability with a super majority to turn away Governor Pritzker's executive order that says he's got another 150 days of power. And that he can make it a Class A misdemeanor if you stay open against what he says. Don't think that's going to happen. So we'll move on from there. If you want to chime in this morning, you can text me, 217-359-2255. You can also chime in on Facebook Live. Many of you have jumped on Facebook Live, and we're going to talk to Julie Pride out of the gate here, Champaign County Public Health Care Administrator. Julie, thank you for joining me.
You are welcome. Good morning.
I appreciate it. Congratulations. Is it Alex that graduated?
He did, yes. He is now a university graduate. And you saw, if you have Facebook, that I presented him with his diploma, which was actually an empty notebook cover, while wearing my plague mask.
Yeah, I saw that. It's sad.
Right.
So your 500, you don't think your 500-person party is a conflict?
Yeah. My probably 50 Zoom party that he had.
Well, listen,
Zoom party,
beautiful kids, by the way, beautiful kids. Okay,
you.
All right. I'm glad you're on. I really appreciate it. This is an extraordinarily trying time. I don't think I've visited with you since we were saying it's inevitable. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming, and it came. It came here. Give me where we are today.
Well, you know, in the lifespan of the pandemic, we're probably still pretty close to the beginning of it. But as far as where we are in the Restore Illinois plan, we are getting close within a week or so to moving into phase three, which will open up a lot of different places that have not been open for a while. And, you know, throughout this pandemic, what people need to realize is that things will open up and we'll be able to do more things out of our homes. But it's important that we continue to wear the masks, social distance, and continue hand hygiene. More hand washing than you ever have done since kindergarten. And that's going to be the key. That's really what we have to work with until we have a vaccine or a prophylaxis or effective treatment. So our community is doing really well with this. It overall it's very encouraging to see the changes that have been made. I think people realize that we're in this for the long haul, and so places are adapting.
Okay, Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health Administrator, is on. Are you from here? Where did you get your degree? What are your degree in? What is your degree in? Give people a little background.
Well, I am from the area. I'm actually grew up in Moroa. I came over here to college like so many and never left.
Okay.
Love the community, so I've lived here since the 80s.
Okay.
I have a master's in social work from the University of Illinois at Champaign, and I have a master's in public health from the University of Illinois in Springfield.
Okay. Great. You'd said the other night, lives over livelihood. Did you say that? I think you said that. Correct. Is that right?
Who knows? I never know what I say.
Okay.
From time to time.
Lives over livelihood to me would say, it sounds like you're choosing life or death over my work. And I'm here to tell you that there, and you know the crisis that is out there. You know the...
Oh, absolutely. I do know the crisis.
But there was death on the other side of this. That's what I'm saying. I think it's lives over lives, really, because... there's been studies out for 45 years about most recent American Journal of Preventive Medicine, the association between job loss and depression and suicides and drugs and all these other things. I mean, I'm talking to small business guys like me, and it's devastating to hear the stories of bankruptcy and why can't we, and we're the last state to open and all these other things. How do you respond to that?
Well, things are opening, and I think that when they say we're the last state to open, I don't exactly, know what that means, because there are all kinds of things going on in all kinds of places. What is unfortunately lacking in this, and you've probably heard me say before that this is the third pandemic that I've been involved in, this is the one that is lacking federal leadership. We should have the Centers for Disease Control out there every single day, telling us clear, consistent information based on the very best science as it's coming out, because this virus is so new that we need the entire country, if not the entire, the entire country, if not the entire, continent on the same page. And we don't have that. And that is unfortunate, because what that does is leave a lot of guessing, a lot of different guessing going on. So I think that is what's leading to a lot of the confusion. It is not the policies that are dictating this. It's not what is dictating what happens is the virus. This is the same. It doesn't matter, who would be in office. It doesn't matter who is leading. The virus dictates it, unfortunately, and you have to have a balance between devastating amounts of loss of life and economic devastation. So we're trying to thread the needle, and ideally there needs to be decisions being made that people can trust.
Understand what you're saying. You're saying bigger, less from the governor and more from the president. Is that what I'm hearing? More unified kind of a thing?
Because no,
President Trump's allowing the governors to make the call.
Well, that again, the governors need the same consistent information, and it needs to come from the best experts in the world, and that's the Centers for Disease Control. It always has been, and we need to continue to hear that message, and everybody needs to understand on the same thing. What we're dealing with in this pandemic, which we've never dealt with is since the early days of, even earlier days and later days too, to a certain degree of HIV/AIDS, is a lot of blaming, a lot of finger pointing, a lot of misinformation, a lot of magical thinking, and this is going to lead to even more deaths. We right now, look how many deaths there are in the United States from this. It is staggering. There's been nothing like this that has happened, this fast in this century that we've dealt with. And for some reason, people seem to be overlooking that.
And in all due respect, Julie, I mean, there's more dying from opiate overdoses every year. There's 87,000 dying from alcohol abuse and 50,000 suicides. I mean, there's some bad things. This is bad. I'm not saying it's not. It's just that the New York Times says we're the last state to really do some opening here. Michigan opened the Upper Peninsula in northern Michigan yesterday. It was us in Michigan. And it's frustrating because we're looking around and seeing everything around us, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, Wisconsin, they're opening and people are losing their livelihoods and they're saying, why can't I do some of this with masks and everything else? We need some livelihood, otherwise we're out. And there's speculation, 30% of the businesses in Champaign County are going out, and that's just devastating.
Yes, I do understand that it's devastating. We are working very, very closely with the business communities. There's a big team being led by Champaign, City of Champaign, and the Emergency Operations Center and the Chamber of Commerce, and they're working really closely to make sure that when we do things, that we do it safely, because everybody wants to get back to some semblance of normal. Trust me, no one more than me. But there seems to be some misguided belief out there that this is almost over. This is just beginning. I fear for the winter, and I really do. And I hope in our community that we are, and I do think, like I said, we're doing a great job here. And I think we will be able to do a lot more safely once people are used to, you know, what we're doing. And they're doing a good job. Things are going to start opening. But what does not help is when people just, you know, go rogue and try to do their own thing. That is not helpful at all. It may not be helpful, but they
look at it as total desperation. I'm losing everything. I have no more money. I'm going bankrupt. The kids can't eat. I mean, I've made this argument. I'm not going to shy away because you're on. I've said that the people making all these decisions have no food insecurity or financial insecurity. Everybody's still being paid in the state and federal level. It doesn't seem fair when we're getting furloughed and we're losing our jobs. And it's very frustrating to see it, particularly when there's desperation, depression, suicide, alcohol, despair. You mix that in, it's a frantic time for some of us, and we just want you and Mayor Finan and Diane Marlin, everybody understand that this is very, very serious and life-threatening for some of us out here.
Yes, and that's unfair to think that we don't know that and we don't feel that, and we live in this community as well. You know, we live here. These are our friends. These are our families. These are our employees, even their families. So we do understand that, and we are working diligently to do what we can to make sure that when we do open stuff, and we are, that it will be done in a way, you know, that is safe. But in the richest country in the world, let's be realistic here. In the richest country in the world, there is no reason whatsoever that when there's a massive emergency of any sort, including a public health crisis, that people that need to stay home can't stay home safely and be paid during that time and not lose their livelihoods. There's no reason for that. There's also no reason at all that we don't have enough personal protective equipment so that places could have remained open, some of them, and stay open and protect the most vulnerable employees, who are often the most low-wage workers, who are stuck on the front lines doing this work.
Yeah.
We didn't even have, at the beginning of this, we didn't even have enough personal protective equipment for all of the, you know, long-term care facilities, hospitals, and first responders in this community. To me, that's unconscionable. We have got to start thinking more collectively, because we are a community and we have to work together, and we are a country and we have to work together. And indeed, unfortunately, people don't understand this, but there is one health, and it is a worldwide health, and it is people, environment, and animals, and we are absolutely linked. And as we continue to not focus on that, can continue to see pandemics and outbreaks and deadly diseases popping up all over. That isn't going to change. This will not be the last pandemic, but this pandemic will end.
Okay.
There is no reason that everybody cannot be in this country, everybody cannot be allowed to continue to stay home safely and not lose their livelihoods.
It's
over my pay grade.
When this started, I said, the issue isn't that we're doing this, and I was all in initially. It's that who tells me when it's safe, because there are varying opinions from smart people, and thus you have states surrounding us that are opening. I don't know if you're familiar with Dr. Scott Atlas. He's at the Hoover Institution in Stanford. Dr. Atlas has numerous awards and honors, National Nominating Committee for Nobel Prize on Medicine, Best Doctors in America every single year by his peers. He's actually a University of Illinois graduate, graduated here in Champaign-Urbana, Dr. Scott Atlas. He said these four things the other night, and I'd like you to respond, and I'll give you a chance to do that. But here's Dr. Scott Atlas, University of Illinois, University of Chicago School of Medicine, and the Healthcare Policy Working Group Chair Member of David and Joan Tridle Senior Fellow at Stanford. Okay, here's Dr. Scott Atlas.
I think we need to make sure the people understand four things. One, the curves were flattened. That's the goal. Nothing to do with the number of cases.
Okay, was that the goal, to flatten the curve?
That is, yes, that is true.
Okay.
You have to flatten the curve. The curve does not remain flattened, and the number of cases are less concerning than the number of hospitalizations and the likelihood of overwhelming the healthcare system. That's the metric that we're constantly keeping our eye on.
Okay. Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health Administrator. Here's Scott Atlas, number two.
Two, we know that the cases are going to go up as we relax social isolation. That's factually true. We're going to have more cases. It's a highly contagious disease. The beauty is almost 99% of people have no serious problem with it. So that's not an issue. The projections should not make us frantic. Number three.
Okay. Your response to that, number two?
That is true. I don't know that the 99% or whatever he said. It's more like it's more around high 80% or 80 percentage. But the key is we don't know right now. There's a couple things that we don't know that's concerning. Number one, if you get this virus and you have antibodies, are you now immune to it, or are you not immune to it and you can continue to get reinfection? And do reinfections have cascading health problems associated with it? We also do not know the long-term, just because someone is a survivor of it, if you will, so that they didn't die, they're not in the death count, we don't know what long-term health effects are going to be associated with this at all.
Okay.
And as more people get infected, they're learning more and more things. So
all right.
this virus has only been on the earth, 5 months.
Right. Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health Administrator, ESPN 93.5, number three, Scott Atlas.
I think we need to make sure the people understand four things.
Yep. Let me get to number three. I accidentally started it again. My bad. Hold on.
Number three, there's been a poor job of communicating that the fatality rate is not just lower than we thought, but it's extremely low for everybody, in fact, who's under 60. For under 60 people, it is actually less than or equal to seasonal flu. No matter what people want to say about it, that's factually true from data all over the world, France, the Netherlands, Spain, everywhere. And number four,
Okay, your response to that, Julie?
That is, I don't know the exact rate because we don't have the denominator yet. But let's say that that's true. I will concede that if that's true, the issue is with flu, we have vaccination and we have treatment. We do not have that with this vaccine,
okay.
And we have a 100% worldwide immune. So that means that everyone on Earth has the ability to get this. So when you just extrapolate the number just in mortality rate of flu and you apply that to the entire country, those numbers are unacceptable and devastating.
I'm going to give you the fourth, and then I've got a gazillion responses,
yes,
and questions for you, and I just got to get to some of these for you. But here's the last, Dr. Scott Atlas.
Done a very poor job reassuring parents that the risk to their children is extraordinarily low, despite any of these sensationalistic rare cases. The reality is, of the 55,000 deaths recorded by CDC in the U.S., 12 have been in children. That's 0.02%.
Okay, low in children. Is that correct? It's mostly hitting older people. A third of the deaths are what, senior homes?
Okay, again, yes, at the time, that's true. But you have to remember that the country has been on some sort of a lockdown at most of this time. Kids have been out of school most all places in the United States.
So we don't know.
Kids have not had the opportunity to get infected in massive amounts of numbers like they have in other places. And that's where the data is coming out that there are potential consequences to children. Most parents are not willing to take that with it, that risk with any level, you know, with the level of uncertainty we have at this time.
Okay.
Most people that are getting infected in senior facilities.
Yeah.
Because they're basically, you know, trapped in there, if you will. And they, and the places like work sites that are open now, we're operating on 20 outbreaks right now, and they're all in workplaces that are currently allowed to be open.
Okay. Can we get to some things for Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health Administrator? We've got dozens of people.
Right. What if a vaccine is never found?
If the vaccine is never found, then, you know, you have to, it'll be an endemic type of disease, and we will have to learn to live with it, which will mean there will have to be difference, you know, changes that seem similar to, not similar to like what we had with HIV, but everything changed after HIV. People probably don't realize it, but, you know, before that, you may know that you went to the dentist and they just did your cleanings, for example, or the doctor. You never saw gloves, you never saw masks, you never saw, well, mostly that was bloodborne pathogens, but you never saw that. Everything changed after HIV and then subsequently the hepatitis. If we never get a vaccine for this, everything will change to require less respiratory.
Okay. Matt says, stay home and be safe. There are people not able to pay their bills. Mm-hmm. We can't stay home and be safe. You said the government should be able to pay everybody to stay home. I think it's what you said.
No, I said the people that must stay home because they cannot work for whatever reason. The small businesses, there was no reason that the small businesses, all of them, and including, you know, our burgeoning artistic and gig communities could not be covered during this. But, you know, again, that requires choices to be made.
Couldn't there be, I mean, if you said, okay, if you're under 65, let's get back to it. If you're over 65, we need to keep you sheltered more, because doesn't it appear, based on all the numbers, that most of this is hitting older, pre-existing people. And if you've got a respiratory problem in your 30s, you probably need to hang low for a while. I mean, I understand it's bad, but there's a great deal of the population that seems to get it and get over it. I mean, we've had 7 deaths, tragically, in our county. We got, 4 or 5 hospital beds being used now. We've not overwhelmed anything. Again, I'm speaking from the desperate side of the small business, Julie. I'm not trying to dig on you. I'm just trying to tell you,
this
is hard. This is so hard. Because we've worked very hard to be where we are.
I know, and I do. We do understand that. I mean, I just keep saying this to people. We're not the enemy. We are trying to work to make sure that people are safe at their jobs, in the communities, because people do want to get out. But you can't just use the data on the older people. That's, if you look at the data, there are plenty of younger people who are dying from this and who are having, and people of all ages who are having long-term, you know, issues, months-long at this time. We don't know how long they'll last. There's too much unknown.
So many people, Julie, are saying, why 28 days? Why not
14? 14 is the normal standard. Even New York saying every 14 days we can go to the next level. Illinois is 28. Why?
Because 28 is 2 incubation periods.
Yeah, but why?
Standard
I know,
epidemiology.
But
it allows you to catch the different, basically track up the infections.
I also don't think, and this is based on just your own definition, the state's definition, and I know that you're following what J.B. Pritzker says, I presume, but it says 28 days, so that means phase 3 hopefully next weekend, a week from this weekend. Phase 4, if everything goes well, will be July. Phase 5, if we get there, is August. There's no time to open.
No, phase five is not happening until there is a vaccine.
Well, then there's no University of Illinois,
treatment.
Julie. We won't have the University of Illinois. That's essentially, by definition, we can't open then. We're not going to make August a vaccine, are we?
I would be very surprised. But no, the University of Illinois is making plans as we speak to reopen, and they're looking at, you know, they're putting all their creative power and ingenuity into figuring out ways to do this that protects you know, vulnerable students and the faculty and staff that work there.
But they can't open if they don't have phase five, right? I mean, that's what the rules say.
No, I don't know that that's the case. I think that they can open in modified ways.
So 50 and under is phase four. That's the allowed group. And I don't know how you, anyway. So it's possible the U of I could open even if we're not phase five.
I would imagine, yes. Okay. It's not the whole entire university has to have 50 people on there.
This is tough. This is hard. And I really appreciate you addressing everything and being on. We've had a ton of response. I wish we had more time. But, Julie, I hope we can chat again. How can people get hold of you? And you say there's a free testing today.
Right, in the northeast corner of Marketplace Mall.
Yeah, free testing is going on. Well, it's been going on for weeks, just in month or more, at different places. But right now, people who are working anywhere can go out there and get tested. Anyone who is at high risk can go out and get tested. Anyone with symptoms can go out and get tested. It is a drive-through. It is being operated logistically by the Illinois National Guard in a partnership with the Illinois Emergency Management Agency. And they are doing an amazing job of getting people through. These are self-collected nasal swabs, not nasopharyngeal swabs. So that means that they will hand you a little swab and you will just have to swirl it around in your nostril. You don't have to stick it clear back into about the middle of your head. It's an easier test. It's more palatable. People will take it more than the nasopharyngeal swab. And we are getting, you know, we're right now number one in testing per capita in the nation, which is great because that is the information that we need. And that is, you know, every positive is what we do our work on. So
you answer the county board. I don't even know the hierarchy here because you're non-elected official, correct? You're not elected, right?
Correct.
Okay. So
correct.
County
there's
board.
A good reason why public health administrators are not elected because it cannot be a political position.
Pretty tough to get reelected today because there are a lot of negative toward you, and I'm sorry, but boy, there's some people really frustrated, and I get it because I'm there too, but we know you're trying to keep us healthy. I just think that there needs to be a better balance, my opinion. I hope we can get this thing cranking up, and I hope we all stay safe. Julie Pride, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Champaign County Public Health Administrator Julie Pride.
C-UPhD.org is their website.
Well, there's a lot of frustration.
Oh, my goodness. So much input from our listeners today.
I don't understand how you open the University of Illinois without Phase 5, but whatever. If you can't gather in over 50 people, my gosh, what's that look like?
I feel like things are going to be tweaked along the way.
They have to be. By definition, we can't make the timetable. You can't do 28-day increments, and then everything, by the way, has to go great. And the frustration again. And when I said, hey, the people making all these decisions still getting their paychecks, she didn't like that. And maybe it wasn't fair. She said it wasn't fair, that we can feel it. And maybe they can. But right now, I don't feel there's the desperation or urgency on the public side because they're not losing their businesses. Brother Johnny's jumped in. How are you?
Stevie J, good morning. Great to be here in Urbana, Champaign.
Johnny's still around. We're socially distanced here in the studio.
Yep.
Good solid 2 meters.
People are asking about the tests that are happening right off Market Street and at northeast corner of the parking lot, and they did about 300. They're able to do 750 each day, and TJ is asking, does the test show if you had the virus?
And the antibody test does, and I think there's something downtown that you drive up and pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is an antibody test available if I'm correct in that, but today is to see if you have. And they let you know a day later if you have coronavirus.
Right.
Once you get to the red flagged area, then they say, nah, you're not eligible. So you can wait 2.5 hours and find out you can't get it.
That's right. And so, these are for essential workers, those in high risk, those have been exposed to a COVID patient.
Okay. Good to have you along here. ESPN 93.5. Lots of you on Facebook Live. If you share our show, it's $1 a day in the month of May. You want to call Ed?
Okay.
Ed Martin is our Wednesday guest. Brother Johnny's jumped in as well, but Ed's going to jump on. We were talking Champaign County and the frustration that is small business, and boy.
Yeah, it's, the problem, listening to the guests, there's just a definition of safety. What's safety?
Yeah.
And to me, you have to say the level of flu we had, influenza, yeah, you could argue whether that was safe. We had a lot of people that didn't make it through influenza. But if you start there, then clearly there's an age group where the coronavirus is in that zone.
Yeah.
You can call it unsafe but acceptable risk, whatever you call it.
At what point, though? I mean, why are we the last state? According to the New York Times, we're the last state now to really open some things. And why can't we have a restaurant with 11 people in it and, you know, put the shower curtain, whatever.
We can do it, and we will. That's a good thing. When you have a consensus, it kind of builds. And I don't see Illinois holding out against 49 other states because they think they know a little better.
I don't know. Listen, if you're a Democrat in the state and you go against a billionaire, J.B. Pritzker, you'll be primary. Well, probably lose.
Downstate, there's a lot of arguments going on amongst all parties and just opinions. And I just think, you know, it's amazing. We can see from this whole thing how differently people view the world, Steve. It's amazing.
Ed's stuck, so forget that. Ed Martin will join us top of the hour. Maybe we'll get him, maybe we won't.
Okay.
Yeah,
we have Mayor Deb Frank-Finan on at 8:05.
Mayor Deb Frank-Finan coming up after 8 o'clock. Do we unpile a gazillion comments?
Right. Particularly from Richard and Rantoul, what happens when you let scientists make all the decisions? Maybe you can chime in on this, John. It makes no sense to let one aspect of the society control all. They've stepped over the line, and I'm afraid we're not going back. Socialism alive and well in Illinois.
Well, scientists, Steve, that's a good question, and they have a certain set of rules and parameters that they use that works, and they have to go by those to have any level of consistency. But one example, I think that I'm sure this frustrates you, there's been literally tens of thousands of people who've been on death's door and have taken this hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, don't say that.
And they've recovered, and they say it saved my life. Well, the scientists have said, well, there's just absolutely no evidence that it helps. Well, in my world, there's overwhelming evidence that it helps. And from a scientific definition, it hasn't been vetted the way they want to do it. So they just will not bend from that. And that puts that in a completely different light. And I think it's a mistake. I think we need to encourage stuff like that, especially with a drug that we know is, quote, safe.
Hydroxychloroquine. I said it right today.
Good job, Steve.
Hydroxychloroquine is what the president said he's taking, and everybody exploded. I thought this was a decision between a doctor and his patient.
But wait, Steve, there's another point, important point. When you say it's safe or not safe, I went to the pharmacy to get a drug. I had a cough. And this is a standard drug. It's safe. I made the mistake of reading
the
little paper.
Right.
It's like, it's probably going to die.
You're right.
And in any case, you're going to be maimed for life.
No.
Go ahead and take a shot at it. Now, that's a safe drug. So there you go with what is safe.
Right.
What do we accept? And we're so focused on this, we're ignoring so many other things that we let that go.
Right.
And it doesn't make any sense. And the scientists focused on this, they're going with their rules, and it doesn't, in context, make a whole lot of sense to the average guy.
Yeah. You're right, man. And most of the TV commercials for drugs, half of the 60 seconds are disclaimers.
Mm-hmm.
Might cause this, might cause that, might cause this. We've got online on the Facebook live feed. Again, thank you everybody for watching.
Brad says, who pays people if businesses aren't open? Businesses need to pay taxes with no money, and there's no taxes.
Well, why the county board didn't give us another month when the IRS did? I don't get that. I'm a small business owner. There are nights when I'm hungry. I eat a damn cheese sandwich because there are days I am afraid to spend money. That's what I'm talking about out there. We're very anxious and despair. Yes, the rules say that in phase five, that's when we're supposed to be able to open. The University of Illinois, by definition, won't make the timetable. So either it changes or we open in phase four. And then how does that look? I mean, how do you enforce groups getting together for a kegger at the fraternity? Yep, who's counting heads here? You can't do that. Jim, why aren't all the other states 28 days? Good point. Let's see. Other states have opened up and they are not suffering from massive hysteria. This community throughout the U of I will collapse. I agree with that. Emily, there is no way the U of I can open without stage five. That's what I ask. she thought they could, so news to me. Anytime you're advocating staying home and being paid, you're being political. The U of I opens. I better be able to have my daughter's wedding August 28th.
Jason in Tuscola says, Johnny, that's because Remdesivir is made by Gilead, who in February was the largest lobbying pharma in Washington. So in commenting about the drugs and things like that, talking about the lobbyists who are so powerful in D.C.
Okay. Jim says, Brother Johnny, you're right. What is safe? Other states haven't had such a harsh lockdown.
Well, I think an important state to look at is Georgia, who started this. Even President Trump said, I think they're going too early. That was about a month ago they started unlocking. And their cases are going down, and their hospitalizations are going down. And they're getting back to normal in Georgia, and we need to keep it on. That's what you got to do. You try to see, okay, what are they doing? What are we doing? And I think we're last. Someone has to be last, or maybe we're first in safety, or last in opening up. But
we're last.
So somebody's got to be. But I think we're going to start to see. Well, we can probably do a little more than
that. I hope so. I heard some Chicago Power people are starting to criticize J.B. Pritzker. All right, this is something I didn't get to. Newt Witkowski is a doctor, a PhD. Dr. Newt Witkowski, former head of biostatistics, epidemiology, and research design, Rockefeller University.
We will see.
This is regarding the shelter in place and distancing from human beings.
We will see maybe a total of fewer cases. That is possible. However, we will see more cases among the elderly because we have prevented the school children from creating herd immunity. And so in the end, we will see more death because the school children don't die. It's the elderly people who die. We will see more death because of this social distancing.
Okay. You know what happened? You know why you haven't heard of Newt Witkowski? Google took it down.
That was misinformation.
Misinformation.
Oh, wow.
Google is now editing our free speech because what they deem as dangerous, they eliminate it. This was found. I'm playing it. Many others are playing it, saying, is he right? I mean, the guy's got a resume, you know?
Right.
And, of course, Rockefeller University came out and said, no, we don't believe that. He's at Tim. That's him. It's him.
Well, we go back to that worldview or perspective, and the simply put, the number of hospitalizations and deaths below 50 or 60 is just way below any predictions, and right now the influenza, and yet there's no discussion of it. And to hide from the virus, what he was saying, to hide from that virus is just going to prolong the agony. And if you get people out there who aren't going to die from it, we will block this thing. That's a form of a vaccine, Steve, which we can get pretty quickly, because the negative, one of the negatives about this whole pandemic and this virus is how contagious it is. That could also be an advantage because it can spread so fast and immunize so many people. And there again, you go back to, it looks like you're immune if you have already had it. And there's no, we don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah, right.
Well, okay. Well, we do know that if we keep locked down, we're going to have worse consequences than the virus.
Right. Jim had texted in, can you talk about other countries like Singapore and what they're doing for small businesses to help them survive, encouraging bringing back employees from the lockdown?
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of research on, I've been looking at other states, but I haven't really studied many other countries, Stevie.
No, I haven't either. I don't know. I know Sweden never did lock it down. I haven't heard much from Sweden.
I know France did a fairly exhaustive test on the hydrochloroquine, and they seem to think it could be a pretty big deal, and that's just been dismissed as there's just no evidence. So I don't understand that stance.
Yeah.
I mean, you could at least say, well, it could be hope, and we do use it. So if you need to take a shot at it, take a shot at it.
Okay, but now back to reality. We're in Illinois. We are a blue, as Dave said yesterday, blue sinkhole. Not Blue Island. Will we be able to do this and continue without losing half the businesses? Who will survive this? Based on our conversation, I can't believe the state would allow all the universities to go back without phase five. And again, yes, they are moving the goalposts because remember, we're flattening the curve, right? That was the goal. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden I need a vaccine before I can go to normal in Illinois? Who else is saying that? Is Illinois the only one that must have a vaccine to go back?
Yeah, not yeah.
Will this create new candidates that people said, I'm so fed up, maybe I will run? I mean, that's how you feel. You just say, let me do it. Let me get involved because this is out of hand.
Lily's suggesting we get Governor Jim Edgar on.
Well, I love Jim Edgar, and I used to have him on every single week, and he's very measured. He would be very measured. I don't think he's not going to be off the wall like I am sometimes. Ton of money is leaving Illinois each day. An expert in one area is not an expert in all areas. Thank you, Tom. The General Assembly meeting in Springfield, call, email, talk to your legislatures. We need to open with precautions. I mean, again, when you're out on the playground and the other kids are on all the monkey bars and you can't be on the monkey bars, all the states around us are just cruising along and, yes, we're going to go to Covington to eat at the Beef House. Yes, we're going to go to St. Louis. Yes, we're going to go to Indiana and Iowa and all these other states.
Yeah, and what I disagree with in our strategy at this point in general is the kind of the not taking advantage of this strength that the younger people have against this disease. We're just not...
We have that, too, and there's all the numbers.
And they're talking about baseball where maybe they'll put glass in between the players in the dugouts. Now, these baseball players are probably... They're supermen to start with,
yeah,
and they're
right.
probably going to be able to roll with the punches on this, just like the flu or any other illness you might get at an earlier age. But so I would disagree with that. And yes, of course, there's a risk in everything we do. But I think you got to start accepting. Listen, this level of infection and serious consequences at go under 40 if you want is acceptable based on what we've been doing for the last. Well, all through all our recorded history. So
ESPN 93.5, it's Brother Johnny. We've got Jim. You know something about Singapore?
I do.
What are you
doing? How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm well. Give you some firsthand information. I'm in through the University of Illinois involved with programs in Singapore. And in order to... exist in Singapore, the university had to create a corporation and to be able to receive grant funds. And what the corporation structure is a smaller company like a mom and pop grocery store. So we have that same designation. And for the corporation in Singapore, those who are native Singaporeans and those who have achieved what they call permanent residence, meaning that you still have your citizenship, say, in the United States, but you've declared that I'm a permanent resident of Singapore now. What they're doing for small businesses is they are advancing money for salaries based on the residency and being a Singapore native. And we received 25% of the salary for those individuals for October, November, and December of 2019. And then they advanced 50% of the salaries for April, and they're going to do this in four, not quite quarterly, but four payments, and they're going to pay the small companies an incentive to be able to bring those employees back.
Good. All right.
After lockdown.
Okay, because if we have to wait for a vaccine, it's going to be a long run here in Illinois because they never did get a vaccine for SARS, and there might not be, and then you're going to have to learn to live with it, was what she said. Apparently, Sweden, Emily just wrote in. Jim, thank you, buddy. Always great to hear your voice. Emily just said Sweden's death among elderly spiked, but now they have herd immunity.
Well, there you go, and they're a smaller country. You got
a lot smaller.
Like Singapore has about 6 million people.
Right.
It's not the same as what we're talking about.
Okay, at 7:49, man, am I a little, I haven't taken a break yet.
Right.
So we appreciate everybody on Facebook Live. If you share our show, it's $1 a day in the month of May. And highest audience count so far on Facebook Live. We appreciate you out there.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. Deb Frank Finan, the mayor of Champaign, I like very much, but not super happy, as you know. And so I'll ask her some tough questions, and I respect her and like her. And she's got to understand that I'm in that category of small business guys, so I'm a little more on that.
Well, you got to, on their side of it, you got to realize, okay, they're kind of in charge, and they don't want to make any mistakes that's going to cost somebody.
No, I know that.
So they're,
I know that.
They're
I
thinking
that.
In terms of what's the best, and the vast majority of them are not operating on a second agenda. We do see that more at our higher level, I think.
I think so. But not in Champaign.
Not in Champaign.
We know we can go find them and talk to them.
Yeah.
I mean, so it is, all politics is local, as they say.
Yeah.
All right, it's 10 till ESPN. 93.5.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at Provident Financial Group LLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact CU HVAC now through May 31st to see how to get rebates of up to $500 on a new qualifying train system for your house. Visit thecuservices.com for this and other exclusive offers. That's thecuservices.com.
Thanks, Mary. Let me hear that May offer again.
Contact CU HVAC now through May 31st to see how to get rebates of up to $500 on a new qualifying train system for your house. Visit thecuservices.com for this and other exclusive offers. That's thecuservices.com.
Have you had a chance to try Mia Zaz's new fresh meal kits?
No, what are they?
Well, they're your favorite meals from Mia Zaz, but packaged up in a kit for you to take home and cook for yourself.
Whoa, sounds cool. Is there a kit for pizza?
Yep, there's tons of kits. Salad kits, pasta kits, pizza kits.
I gotta check this out. Where do I go to see the menu and order?
MiaZaz.com. That's Mia as in Mama Mia, spelled M-I-A, and Zaz as in Holy Cow, I love their pizzas.
M-I-A-Z-A-S.com. Got it. Mama Mia. This is gonna be good.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crew necks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to GameDaySpirit.com/sale today. That's GameDaySpirit.com/sale.
All right, we need to go buy a big old television from Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. We need to spend money with Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. He's one of the good small businesses that we need to support. Even if you don't need a TV, go buy one.
Right? God bless you, Stevie.
I mean it.
7 weeks closed, business is off, over 60%. Customers aren't getting served like they ought to be. We're doing the best we possibly can. People have been patient and understanding. Yesterday we put up about $4,000 worth of TVs and electronics in people's houses that we delivered, and you know, in a safe and sane and masked up sort of way. But you know, people are only going to wait for so long. If their stuff doesn't work, they're going to turn to Amazon or Walmart, even if they'd prefer not to.
Because they're supposed to stay home, which is we need to go out. And brother Johnny, you need to buy a TV from Steve Suderman. That's you do need a TV.
Sunday I was out with my wife. We were crossing 150 in Mattis, and I think there were 25 Amazon trucks in a row. I don't know what the heck they were doing. It was Monday, actually. It was like a platoon, like an invasion. It was bizarre to look at, but you know, kind of a sign of the times. Well, we're going to try to make it a little easier for everybody with no pay May.
Okay.
So, qualified credit, you can do monthly payments, and if you go to our website, which is gvibes.com, you can see what the deals are, you can see what the monthly cost is. You will have to call for a credit check, but no pay mail. Maybe take a little of the sting out
of it.
All right, let's go buy something from Steve Suderman. They've got the big screens, the theaters, everything else. They can do it with gloves and masks. Put it in. They can still do this thing. Let's go to Round Barn next to DMV. Is that open yet?
No, till further notice. They're stage five, whatever that is.
What? That's like never.
I mean, that's like August.
That's like, no, it's a vaccine. Stage five is vaccine. No, seriously, that's... It's disconcerting. Okay.
Gvibes.com.
Gvibes.com, my friend. Hang in there.
Thanks.
Tough.
Yeah.
Again, Julie Pride, Champaign County Public Health Administrator, joined us. She said we have to have a vaccine to open. That's what she said, right? So at the end of the interview.
I kind of agree with Diane. I don't think that's going to hold
up. Yeah, things are going to get modified as get more and more under this pressure.
And then somebody said, and you said, somebody had texted in, what if we don't get a vaccine?
Right.
And she said, then we're going to have to learn to live with it. Why can't we learn to live with it now?
Right.
Why can't we just fast forward and learn to live with this?
I hope they have a plan to ask for the volunteers who get to take this super sped up vaccine first. I guess I want to see how that works.
Yeah. Right.
That's the other thing.
All right. Mayor Deb Frank Finan, the mayor of the city of Champaign. If you want to ask a question or message me, by the way, our brother Greg says Mississippi is wide open. Hattiesburg City Council has a mask in public, no exception. Only one I know of, but otherwise wide open.
Yeah, it will vary county to county, and I think Champaign might, you know, be slower to open than some of the other southern Illinois counties.
Well, I just, why we're being treated like Chicago is, again, a point of frustration.
Well, we have a tremendous connection with Chicago and the University of Illinois, so there's a, it's a different
population difference,
true.
And cases
it's 3,500 people per square mile versus 12,000.
Yeah. Right.
So there's a lot more people closer together to start with in Chicago than here. So there's no doubt we are not the same, but there's this massive connection in terms of just people knowing each other and talking to each other and thinking the same or agree on things or compromising.
Yeah.
So there is a method to that madness. I can understand why we kind of assimilate what Chicago wants to do.
Right. It's just that most people are thinking shelter if you're vulnerable, work if you can.
Well, Edgar County had their golf course shut during the spring, all their cafes, all their... Paris, Illinois has zero cases. Edgar County has zero cases, and they're saying, why? Why did I have to give up my business? Anyway.
Yeah, we need to get... I'm for opening the schools. I think that the kids are going to be fine.
Well, it doesn't feel like that's going to happen in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I've heard about Monday, Wednesday for the A students, Tuesday, Thursday for the, quote, B students. You know, you just classify them in different, then Friday's all online. That's a plan that's out there.
Right.
I don't know. Anyway, we're just not going to agree with it. News is next. I am Stevie J. That's Brother Johnny. That's Diane. We got more. It's Deb Frank Finan next.
Imagine a perfect world. A world where your face doesn't have a blemish. A world where you don't hit a red light. A world where the Wi-Fi always works. A world with a perfect green lawn with no weeds. Wake up. We don't live in that perfect world, but Spring Green can turn that perfect lawn dream into a reality. With personalized service, the best products, and more, Spring Green is the best lawn care option in Central Illinois. Let them give you a quote. Just go to spring-green.com or give them a call at 359-2111.
Who hasn't felt protective lately of our families, our communities, our resources? In times like these, we all fight to make sure our people are safe. But at the American Cancer Society, our people, our community, our family is made up of millions of cancer patients and their families. So keeping them safe takes everyone's help. During COVID-19, help us keep vital resources available to cancer patients. Please donate to the American Cancer Society at cancer.org.
Governor's orders, BMW Champaign is open for business. For the same payment of a domestic, why not buy a BMW? Sporty BMW race cars for under $400 a month, full size, three big rows for the price of a Chevy. But we live in a different world than we did just a few weeks ago. The deals are aggressive but temporary. Factory hasn't built or shipped vehicles in over a month. Inventories are dropping quickly. And if you wait, the BMW Champaign cars will be gone and the deals will be gone forever. You will have missed it. So buy online now at bmwofchampaign.com or simply come see us because we're open by order of the governor.
Busey Bank is honored to serve you. To our healthcare workers, first responders, and local businesses, you're central to the communities we're proud to call home. Busey's grateful to partner with you and your families through life's ups and downs, today and for generations to come. Because as neighbors helping neighbors, we're in this together. Busey, grateful to serve the communities we call home. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WSJK.